In the eighth grade, I heard a recording of Robert Frost, and the closing line of his first poem was, "I shan't be gone long, you come too." And I love that invitation to his audience. I hope people will feel that welcome into my poems.
Today's guest, Mary Ramsey, lives in Harrodsburg and works full-time at IU Foundation. She's also a part-time returning student at IU. This is The Poet's Weave, and I'm your host, Jenny Kander. Read to us, Mary, and we'll come along with you.
There's a phrase in this first poem, Yerei Malka. It's Aramaic. It means awe of God. And this poem is in memory of a wonderful IU teacher. He's my favorite teacher, Dr. Bob Weisskopf, who died on June 25th of last year. And he is survived by the stories of his life. Yarmulkes and prayer shawls, David's star hanging above stained glass, dark suits and black dresses. They should have known there would not be enough chairs. The partition of wooden panels drawn smooth over its metal track opens the room to overflow both hope and mourning. A woman directs the arrangement of more chairs. Her voice, too cheerful in her authority, shatters the hush of finality just when sadness has seated itself like old rabbis. Perhaps Yerei Malka has, at the last, replaced childhood awe of those rabbis weeping in the synagogue for their families, lost not so long before his own birth in a displaced person's camp. Today in Beth Shalom is a new grasping for words, spoken or silent, enough to keep memory alive. Son, Baruch, renamed Robert, a boring name, he joked in class. Husband, father, counselor, professor, and slightly neurotic Jew, who becomes again Baruch as the casket's pale oak, like fresh wood still unfinished, passes behind the last row of seats. IU sponsors an AIDS treatment program in Kenya that's based in the city of Eldoret. Tiagan Miller, who is an incredible photographer, took a series of pictures documenting the work going on there, and I was blown away by the images. Photos from Eldoret. Something whispers in a picture. Informal portrait caught in quiet acquiescence to a moment shared with a stranger behind a lens, a foreigner. His shuttered gaze into another life opens across barriers of language, culture, poverty, color, to connect our understandings. The camera, a slow-speaking interpreter, reveals what simple words would hinder. Eloquent image in eyes, aspect, the unguarded posture, singing alternately joy and anguish. The humanity of another being we suddenly recognize as the expression of an intimate companion we've never met. Learning to like coffee. The sun rises behind the cabin. Its early rays coax hazy mist from the gray-mirrored surface of the lake, a slow vapor like steam from Dad's coffee cup. Soft brown liquid swirled by cream ripples in his half-filled mug as his thumb fidgets absently over the thick handle. Silent at the kitchen table, he watches through the picture window for a nuthatch in the pine tree and ponders the day's fishing. The perch may bite today. 15 years old, I have never tasted coffee. It smells better than it tastes. Sitting on his lap, I drink mine black and watch with him.
You've been listening to Mary Ramsey's poems on The Poet's Weave. I'm Jenny Kander.